This cable is still frayed. I mean, I guess it wouldn't unfray over the weekend, right? That's just not how it works. But not frayed. I mean, it's separated from the plastic. It's still...
I mean, it's still a functional cable, but... This cable over here, perfect. Great shape. Out of space, the place that I'm marketing. My marketing, when you see the sky darkening. Rhyme artisan, from the coolest bipartisan. High haters, a fifth grader, you're not smarter than. Alpha and Omega, you betas, I march harder than. Battery, y'all ain't included, you're not part of it. I just took a flight to France to cop Carnegie's at Line Vine. I'm in prime time, bougie blind time. And I'm just trying to get it on till I die. Am I wrong if I'm living like the laws don't apply? Making music out enough to know that boy's bona fide. It's disturbing when the murderer enjoys homicide. Talented Mr. Trotter Squad, beyond qualified. Multiplying a dollar sign. The grind is real, it's Palestine. My sidekick came from Columbine. That fly shit came from Sonoran. Surprise, bitch, I never lived a false moment in time. Riddle me what kind of omen am I? You know the slogan is right. I said a weapon should be chosen to fight. Only the ghetto paid Trojan reply. The ninth wonder maker. Thunderbreaker, send his toy to the undertaker. My pen smoking like a rude boy from Jamaica. While I'm erasing every fuck boy from the face of the earth. What's up, boy? Time for you to get your weight up. Yo, I probably began in the rip. Valley in places, unchaseable by Rand McNally took a cobblestone trolley through a Mercy Street alley. The more championship brings the John Sally. Biochemically on par with Salvador Dali. I traveled to Tijuana and smack the Federale. Who packing avocado toast like Mario Batali? I'm an ocean without a coast. Going back to Cali, nigga. And some other body equally as ill. Frequently I see the drama. Call me cease to be the mill. Not a chick up in the armor though. I'm easily prepared. I'm taking... this is not the... Well, whatever. There's a lot of bad traffic on that street, so I turned. Get around it, and now I'm kind of going the wrong, I mean, I'm going in the opposite direction here for a little bit. It'll all work out in the end. It'll probably still be faster, but if I had just been patient and moved up about 5 car lengths to the next intersection, then I could have taken a much more efficient back look. I'm not going to get into it. Let's meet at the crossroads of torsos and learn some things only the Lord knows. Break the law, it's the only law now the Lord knows. Got pies in the oven, but no the shore knows. We all got fuck, but no pornos. We ain't from a corn, but got cornrows. We ain't playing greens, but we be spending it. Lifespan is short, try extending it. If you ain't in the reading, I'm recommending it. I'm reading Carter G. Woodson while I'm in the woods. When the money's cut off, when we bought the goods. A lot of niggas scavenge and ran out of fatherhood. Should we kill him or let him live? I don't fuck with no suckers and never did. Me or more, if you or more. If I ever go to wars, the kids that do it for. I eat MCs, they can send me a few of y'all. And by a few, I mean way more than 2. You can time stamp my 20 and tell them to come jump through. And watch me get beat like the African drums do. Also, probably gave less than Sun Tzu. Lyrically, I'm Bruce Lee, master of Kung Fu. Rhyming with black thought, possessing a black thought. I told you that I'm conscious of a bitch, but clap off. I'ma be the one that they hold and I rap off. I ain't rap too tight, my nigga, I snap off. Or maybe a snap on. When I go for the rhyme, my nigga, the latch on. I'm Hannibal, on an elephant, in the mood, but elegant, giving you hell, heaven sent. Light a joint, I've been places you never been. Could close my eyes, I could die, I get wise. Keep my life like a script, I'm getting it revised. Used to keep the big joint, right up in the Levi's. I'm the 10th wonder, I told them the ass ninth. I'm the other black thought, the last airbender. Avatar ghost, the one who could bend time. The one who could bend rhymes, the one who could bend flows. Reppin' for old niggas, low nigga, you know. We the ones who made making of a murderer. Fuck around, you could be a making of a murderer.
We in the middle of the A&R room. That's Black Thought, Ninth Wonder, and
Styles P.
It's called
Making a Murderer.
Damn. Wow. Chris Calico has joined us.
Yeah, man.
Strange Music, new album. It's called Cold In Stores now. What do you think of that?
They did that, man.
Yeah.
Like you said, when we was off air, like it felt like Styles, it felt sharper.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they feel it, it's like they ain't lost a step, man.
Nah.
Boy's a killer, dude.
Right? Heather, Tracy, real quick. Okay, Tracy.
Yeah, that was really good, and I felt like they really owned their lane. Like, whoever says something like, we non-millennials, I'm repping for the old dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't sound lame, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just like,
we had to get that off.
Exactly.
We had to get that off.
Much respect.
Let's go to line four. We got Issa on the line from Washington State. Good morning, Issa. How are you?
Issa.
Good morning. How are you, sir? A pleasure to talk to you all.
Just thank you. What do you think of that song?
Man, it's a banger, man. I'm sitting here, man. My feet and my shoulders are moving, man. I'm at work. Y'all get ready to get me fired, man,
okay.
Because I'm straight gangster boogieing right now.
That's what's up, Issa. You a citizen, man.
Good morning, homie.
Keep the job. You got to be able to pay for Sirius.
Hey.
All right, we got line two. Yeah. We got Tim from Wisconsin on the line. Tim, what up?
What's going on, guys? How you doing this morning?
Chilling, man. What do you think of that song, bro? Beggars!
Pure hip hop. Plus, she's the official chef and bartender for Sway in the Morning on Shade 45.
I woke up early for this.
Now,
Heather B has a recipe to mix up the perfect dish of hip-hop and R&B from the 90s and 2000s.
Tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
On SiriusXM Fly.
Gave Heather B her own show.
Come on. Yeah.
We make decisions every day. They can't all be winners.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. May I please take your order today?
Hi, can I get a number 6 with a large Diet Coke to drink with that?
Just one second, please.
Okay. A large diet.
Okay.
And that's it.
Number 6, large diet cup. It's going to come to you 605 at your first window. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Which number was the second one?
7, and would you like a mild or hot picante sauce for your sesh burritos?
Morning.
Diet.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. Happy to
you. Thanks, you too. Those hash browns are too hot. Sometimes you just need a fountain drink, you know? Just a Diet Coke straight out of the fountain. When it's all mixed well and all that stuff, it's... better than out of a can. going to live with that now. This is the 80s, and Logan is now with the ladies. Material aged pretty poorly. At least in terms of his, like, singles, his hits. This and Wild Thing are... The they don't hold up real well. There's something about songs about fucking that have no curses in them. Of like that era when, you know, before like every single song was full of the F word and the SH word and the poop word and all the, you know, the, like, it just sounds so, like, I don't know, forced isn't the right word. It's just, it's, just get to the point. We're all adults here, Tone Loke. I mean, maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe the loss of, like, any subtlety, any kind of, you know, wordplay around a lot of that stuff. That's not to say, well, there's not zero wordplay around when you're writing songs about fucking. But yes, a huge part of Tone Loke's appeal is wrapped up in the way his voice sounds. I'll grant you that. And I think that there's some stuff from him that is not, you know, that isn't one of those two songs that is still all right. Pimp Without a Caddy or something, you know, I don't know. No, that's Pimp Without a Caddy is Sir Mix-a-Lot. What the fuck did Tone Loke song like that? Chiba Chiba, that song. Celebrity drama.
Especially when it's caught on camera.
Oh, yeah.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
It's time for Celebrity Wire on Sway in the Morning.
Oh, God. Here we go.
On Shade 45.
All right, here we go. 45 minutes to the hour, Tracy G. Hit him hard, hit him quick.
All right. So, Nick Young. This man is on the thinnest of ice, even though he is still engaged to Iggy Azalea following that scandal where his teammate D'Angelo Russell, that video we leaked somehow, some way, and we heard Nick Young apparently admitting to cheating on her. Then Iggy Azalea, she went on Twitter, she admitted that she saw it, but it looked like things were cool. She was on red carpet, she was making sure that her ring finger was out for the paparazzi to see.
Yeah.
Now is a new day.
Heather called this, I swear she, oh.
Had the pee on the case, yo.
Nostradamus.
So Iggy does an interview making it very clear that she's not cool with Nick Young's actions. And she, in fact, has a threat for him. Listen to this.
You will have half a penis. One more video, just one more thing, yeah. And you will lose a quarter of your meat.
So she's staying.
She basically is
saying. Hey, listen, you know, because he could easily say, well, I mean, you know, you can't really time code when whatever happened, based on the story he was telling the young snitch.
Young snitch.
But, what a name.
You know, but, yeah, then Heather, you called her, she said, when she said I was putting the wedding on hold so I could work on my album.
Who does that?
Yeah.
You got a millionaire in the wings, and you're going to put your wedding on hold to work on an album?
On a rap album.
That she don't write? Nah, y'all.
You called that an Arabic beat. The beat stands for Bostradamus.
That was
Heather said, hold up. And she just like start flinching. Like,
that's awful.
And I said, what happened, Heather? I got a feeling. There's something else behind this. And sure enough, here it is.
Look at it. The truth keeps coming out, man.
Leakier.
Well, let me tell y'all about another couple. Rob Kardashian, Blac Chyna. Yup. For anybody who enjoys looking on Snapchat and Instagram and following their relationship shenanigans, well, now you're going to be able to watch it on television.
Yes!
You reported that
finally
you are speaking to a bunch
of television for me
about doing a reality TV wedding special that is going to be worth millions, except those millions will not be seen by the hands of Kris Jenner, because it's being reported by TMZ that Rob is going to go a different route, the route of Caitlyn Jenner. And probably work under, you know, a completely different contract to do this independently. And he's looking at 150K to 200K each per episode, with a grand finale coming through with 500K each.
Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna, yo. Blac Chyna, yo. Black for China. Black for China. Say it fast.
Black for China.
Black for China. Black for China.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's up for the come up, man. This whole game is full of nerves getting hustled.
What a vortex.
Basically, everybody's walking and talking their way into a hustle. 150 per episode.
Get lost in that black hole.
150K per... I'm not mad at Rob, man.
Yeah, Rob.
Get and it's going to be a spinoff to see if he can lose weight. Watch.
Hey, Rob, come on up here, man.
Nah, let Rob stay thick, man. I like Rob, yo.
Cool.
Yeah, Rob, yo, Rob doing everything he possibly can to piss his sisters off, and I love it, yo. It's hilarious. And he married a black girl. Yeah, Rob.
They love black in that family, yo. All sides, yo.
Everybody love black.
Chocolate and
Bruce. You don't know.
Caitlyn don't know.
Caitlyn might.
Easy.
Caitlyn might.
Easy.
Caitlyn might go black.
Easy.
Just to keep up the family
name.
Traditions. Family tradition.
Black people have helped him become rich in different ways. More ways than one. To sustain their, you know, their whole livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys have been storylines. Think about it. Name them.
Want to name them?
Name a few.
Ray J.
Okay, storyline. Big video. They sold millions. Still sell to this day. Porn.
Lamar Odom.
Okay, big storyline. NBA player. NBA champion. You know. Go ahead. What?
Reggie
Bush.
They had a GQ spread
star.
Before him and Kim.
They all great storylines.
Kanye West.
Come on. What's the better storyline than that?
Tyga.
Come on, man. Tiger, same.
Even OJ Simpson. Even OJ, yo.
I ain't
gonna Tic tac toe. Three in a row.
They were in the OJ Simpson verdict. What was it called?
The People versus OJ Simpson.
They have people portraying
the Kardashians.
The girls, all that stuff.
Who played Bob?
Just a little kid. Little white kid.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, God. Our Kardashian.
Bring him up here, somebody.
We gotta get him, yo.
Black vagina.
Black China. Black Betty.
Thank you, Tracy, for that celebrity wire.
Anytime you want it, I got it.
Well, great.
Yeah, I'm going to take more of the calls on this topic. But up first, we want to take a little breather. I know it's lunchtime on the East Coast. It's still breakfast out west, so we'll grab some food. I'm going to open up the phones for an open request hour. Whatever you want to hear. If you need a little Monday morning pick-me-up, I got you, baby. 877-60-HIP-HOP. Remember, we may not all agree on what we discuss, but conversation is the birthplace of change.
It's heavy.
Everybody knowing that I'm sewing up the game, destroying like they ain't even. Eventually, she think they be dead, it would be their joy. Others sworn up. also Sirius XM.
Hello.
Channel Club Life Radio, Station of Electric Area.
You can find Tiesto's Club Life Radio anytime on Sirius XM Internet Radio, Channel 340.
Oh, God, no. Fuck. Shit. This fucking song. I thought I would never hear this song again. I thought I would never hear this fucking song. The idea that this song, like, is somehow popular enough outside of that to, like, make it onto this fucking, onto their fucking hit station is, like, scary. I mean, I know the song wasn't written for fucking the rest of it. Oh, God damn it. And a street fight between the Lucifers and the Beast, bro. Mountain Dew Kickstarts.
My house. It's serious.
Porsche doesn't mean it has to be in the fucking fast lane, especially if you're gonna drive like that.
I'm in the fire together.
weird how things ended up going for Britney Spears. Like, I wasn't paying super close attention there at one point, but it's like, it just seems like everything fucking went away all at once. It was like, oh, no, okay, all right, you've crossed that relevancy line, and now you're kind of crazy, or like, the story is that you're kind of crazy now. Married one of your dancers, and yeah, I mean, yeah. Isn't there like a Britney Spears theater in Las Vegas? Isn't she just doing Vegas shows now? That's sad. I mean, you know, that's a living. Like, I'm sure she's getting like super well paid for that show and all that. But like, it seems like she could have like continued. She could still be going, you know? Didn't need to go this way. But who knows? I don't know. Let's... I hope she's doing all right, I guess. I just always figure, I mean, well, whatever. It's like, whatever. It's nowhere near over for her in the grand scheme of things, right? I mean, I was going to say that I always kind of thought that maybe she would go on to have one of these, like, Madonna-like careers. But, I mean, there is and continues to be dark periods in Madonna's career where you're just like, fucking what? All right. So, who can say? I'm saying Britney Spears ready for a comeback.
Classic Rock's second generation is on Classic Rewind with legendary Queen guitarist, singer-songwriter Brian May on Bohemian Rhapsody.
We were all already beginning to be quite separate at that point. We used to come in with ideas pretty well mapped out. I used to come in with all sorts of structures written down that I wanted the group to try. Freddie used to come in with sheets of notepaper with vocal harmonies written out on. So Freddie had a very powerful vision of that song before we ever got into it. It was very much his baby. We wanted it to sound like a huge choir. The technology wasn't really quite there.
this song actually popular before Wayne's World? I mean, I guess I had heard it before Wayne's World, so... I guess pre-Wayne's World, I had only really considered this song as like, oh yeah, fucking Queen. Queen's weird, man. I don't know. Like, as a kid, it was just like, I don't know, this guy with a mustache singing all crazy. Like, opera style or whatever. Is their four faces shrouded in darkness, looking kind of creepy anyway. I don't know. People out there that are still like somehow angry at Wayne's World for like taking this song away from them, like they were big Queen fans before that, and then they were like, well, now I can't even listen to it without people fucking doing the fucking dumb shit for fucking Wayne's World. Ugh. I got caught out here blocking it. Oh, well, this truck's not actually going, so this isn't even... not even a problem.
Welcome back now, and thanks so much for joining us right here on RFD TV for your Market Day Report. I'm meteorologist Christina Loren. We're glad you're with us. Hope you're going strong as we dive into the new world.
I am going strong. Thank you.
A couple areas of low pressure pushing right over some of our major agricultural areas across rural America. Let's get right to those rural weather headlines for this Monday. Show you what we are talking about for today. Gulf Coast, strong storms could fire up for today. We're going to be watching eastern Texas as well as much of Louisiana for strong thunderstorm formation. Meanwhile, West Coast has more drought-easing rain in the forecast, and in just one moment, I'm going to show you an amazing picture from Lake Shasta, and you know what? It really tells the story of what one good El Nino year can do in California. Meanwhile, the Eastern Corn Belt has a little bit of rain and thunder, and that could prompt some transportation delays. So here we go. Let me step out of the way. If you're not around your television set, or you're listening to us here on Sirius XM Channel 147 Rural Radio, I just want to point out that 2014 versus 2016, you can see from this picture here of Lake Shasta, almost entirely dry. This is the difference that has been made up just this year, and that's just one of the impressive pictures that we have from this El Nino-fueled year out west, and there's more rain on the way, but those pictures really tell the story. We're going to get that up for you on our website as well as on our Twitter and Facebook pages so you can take a closer look at that, plus we'll add some other pictures for you as well. Here's the area of low pressure. You can see it's a sprawling storm here impacting the Ohio Valley as well as the lower Mississippi Valley, even getting some pretty strong thunderstorms still throughout eastern Texas, although you can see the general nature. All this activity is pressing to the east. Now, here's the deal. As we head through tonight, a lot of the storm system is going to start to lose that energy. We're going to cut off that fuel supply, that moisture feeding in from the Gulf, but not before we see another round of potentially strong storms right into the Tennessee Valley. We'll be watching that tonight. And then as we head throughout tomorrow morning, the system's going to end up right along the eastern seaboard, and you can really see it starting to fizzle out at this point. Now let's talk about temperatures, because we are
going to see some very cold
conditions behind that front, which moved through the Plains States over the weekend. And where you see this light blue shading here, all the way from eastern South Dakota, all the way south into Nebraska, we're going to see temperatures falling into the 20s, even into northern Kansas as we head into the overnight hours. It's really, really cold. Here's the thing, though. A lot of this
bacon
cold
cheddar flavored peanuts
to the east of our major wheat areas. Nonetheless, the pattern that
really
they're watching as we head throughout your Wednesday night, those temperatures will start to ease by a good 5 to 10 degrees. So we're going to be out of that hard freeze threat. Otherwise, we take you into Tuesday. Here's that storm system. Maybe some thunderstorms through the mid-Atlantic as we get into your Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, system out west starts to move in, and this system has a lot of rainfall associated with it. We saw the clock for you on Wednesday. System starts to push into the Pacific Northwest. More drought-easing rain for California. That system continues to dig to the south by Thursday. And on Thursday, we're also going to be watching this area of low pressure down here in the Gulf Coast. It looks like it's going to brush right up against the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and we could see strong storms as a result of that. By Friday, area of low pressure that was once in California pushes into the Intermountain West. Winter's grip hanging on tight here. More snow for you along the Colorado Rockies. And then as we head throughout your Friday afternoon, that system that brought that flooding potential right down here the Gulf Coast is already out of here along the mid-Atlantic. As we head throughout Saturday, though, could have a strong storm system on our hands. We're going to take a deeper dive and talk about this possibility for severe weather in the Plains States by Saturday in my next report. Stick around for that. Also, you want to stick around for Mark Oppold. He joins us live in 1 minute. Your Grain and Livestock update. As the new trading week begins, we'll find out what he's tracking right here on RFE-TV.
On correction, it's only half the job done. You need to incorporate reward as well. The goal of training a horse.
Slow moving in this tunnel. Slow moving. Oh, do they finally put out some Titanfall 2 stuff? That could be a really cool game. You know, they had a good foundation. A lot of other shooters have been losing focus, I might say. I don't know. Though in some ways, Titanfall was among the first big console-y shooters to... Well, maybe not among the first. Yeah, they integrated some MOBA shit into Titanfall, is what I'm saying. The game basically had creeps. And I think, you know, they worked with a very kind of tight set of tools and very tight with the upgrade tree and stuff like that. I think, you know, given another chunk of time to iterate on the first game, that they will hopefully come up with some new directions to go in terms of just, like, weapon loadouts and weapon options and just, like, you know, the path, the unlock tree and just, like, what you get. Toys at your disposal. Different ways to customize. Different ways to build your class and stuff like that. That's kind of the... I mean, that was the issue with that game, I think, is that it just... There wasn't enough stuff. You know, the core of it was a good time, but, like, it was just, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I've kind of figured out this is going to be the loadout I'm always going to use, and I'm going to play a chunk of that and then kind of burn out on it and stop. You know, whereas some more options to play with, who I think would really help with a lot of that stuff.
Time she shows that in the Western Plains, so we're down double digits, 13 lower in Chicago, Kansas City, the nearby May contract, likewise down even more, 16 and a half lower, lows of the day, 443 and a half, and Minneapolis, the May contract down 9.5 at lows of the day there, near 5.11 a bushel. Take a break, come back, check the livestock trade, updated there for you in 1 minute, right back.
All right. Yeah, sure. That robot put a sword in the ground, so... like blades before technically, like as part of just like a melee attack. Either way, I assume that putting that sword into that teaser is meant to imply that they've got some kind of expanded melee system. What if it was just like, here's a new faction, by the way, this new faction is all fucking Gundams. Like, it's all mecha. It's all, like, much more nimble. I bet that'd be really hard to balance. Well, maybe not that hard. I mean, small and light versus fast and heavy. It's just, hey, these skittery fucks are hard to hit, but if you hit them twice, they're dead. It's just a matter of actually, is that actually fun to do? I guess that's the other thing with Titanfall, is that over time, like, the more I played of it, I kind of became a little more disenfranchised with the mechs. I just didn't use them as much. Or just, like, you know, if I got one, I called it down and just let it do its thing, and you know, maybe it would soften somebody up or kill somebody, but probably not. Just because I had become, like, when I was good at that game, like, the chunk of time where I was playing kind of a lot of it, I was doing way more damage on foot, like, even against Titans. I had forgotten that Titanfall 2 was, like, gonna happen this year. Like, get announced, at least. I assume that's out this holiday, but at the same time, like, I think EA has already said they've got a new Battlefield lined up, so do they do both? Or do they, like, put Titanfall out, like, Q2 next year? Or, like, or late, you know, they put that out in March. Yeah, going the other way with it would actually maybe be better and maybe even smarter if they just put Titanfall out this year and actually put Battlefield out in March. Yes, maybe Titanfall 2 is the new Battlefield game. Titanfall Bad Company 3 will be its full title.
good quality forage so that they don't have to supplement as much.
If you put quality hay into an animal, you get out what you put in. That's basically what I'm saying. If you put sorry hay in front of an animal, he may or may not eat it. He's going to have no growth. You're just losing money.
So as the grass grows this summer, farmers can take comfort in knowing UGA experts are working alongside of hay producers to make sure Georgia's livestock stays healthy and producers stay profitable.
That was Mark Wildman reporting for the Georgia Farm Monitor. Well, of course, as we now wrap up another half hour, any last thoughts on the weather?
Yeah, we're going to be watching for potential cold temperatures in the Plains State.
Nothing worse than sorry, hey.
From 11 color to movie scripts to all the sips to J-Lo to this headline hits. I stay grounded as the amounts rolling. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real even on the brush. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
Yo, we off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear, man. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air. Yeah, we at the airport out. Deep block from the block where everybody air forced out. With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
All the rocks that I got. I'm still journey from the back.
I got two, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two, one for the bitches and one for the dough. They got these two, one, lap popping, I'm ring, ring, ring.
inside my pocket, pocket might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man, in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone said it calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything, if you return the way about it, don't be interrupting me while I'm recording. Don't be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way we're talking. Keep the on, cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. I just got it off the scale. I got two.
Classic hip hop. You know about music, hands.
That dude is vaping hard.
Put the tape back in, eh, boy?
Backspin.
Like, he was walking across this crosswalk and, like, vaping the entire time. Vaping on the go. Signal on and did not turn. I made it. Everybody have a good Monday. I'll see you later. And I'll see you later.